Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
Interrupting cow who?
Interrupting this activity so you can listen to the children's hour.
It's time for the children's hour. Kids Public Radio.
When I wake up, yeah, you know I wanna read. I wanna read a good book before school. Even if it's one page. Yeah, you know I wanna read. I wanna read a good book every morning. And when I come home, yeah, you know I wanna read. I wanna read a good book when I'm at home with my family. Yeah, you know I wanna read. I wanna read to my entire family. And I wanna read 500 books, and I wanna read 500 more. When I have read 1,000 books, then I am gonna read 1,000 more. Say yarrata, yarrata, bum 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 bum. Buzz Aldrin, in his book No Dream Too High, he says your mind is like a parachute. If it isn't open, well, it won't work. And you could start by reading lots of books. And I wanna read 500 books, and I wanna read 500 more. When I have read 1,000 books, then I am gonna read 1,000 more.
Books is Turtle Dance music from It's Gonna Be a Good Day, and it really is. You're listening to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone, and today on the show, we're going to be learning about something kind of crazy sounding, banned books. And when I say banned books, I don't mean books that musicians use to play songs like this one. No, I mean books that somebody decided somebody else should not be reading. Our summertime interns were Julia Wolf, who is a longtime Children's Hour Kids Crew member, and Sophie Anderson Haney. They worked together to create this program for you on banned books. When we talk about banning books, it's kind of a crazy idea, banning books, banning songs, because what's offensive or bothersome to one person may not be offensive at all to somebody else. In fact, they might think it's hilarious, kind of like this song by Hans Meyer. More today on the Children's Hour on banned books.
God bless my underwear, my only pair. God bless my underwear, my only pair. Stand beside them and guide them as they sit in a heap by the chair. God bless my underwear. Dryer, to my backpack, to my rear. God bless my underwear, my only pair. God bless my underwear, or I'll go bare.
this is Julia.
Hi, this is Sophie.
And today on the Children's Hour, we're going to be talking about banned books. Hey Sophie, have you ever read The Giving Tree, Captain Underpants, or Harry Potter?
Absolutely. Those are some of my favorite books.
Well, did you know that all of those books have been banned at one point or another?
Can you explain what that means?
That's exactly what we're going to talk about today. A banned book is a book that somebody decides shouldn't be read by somebody else. A book that, for one reason or another, some people believe other people shouldn't be allowed to read.
Sometimes a local school board says a certain book can't be in the school library, maybe because it talks about sexuality in a way that some people aren't used to. And sometimes a bookstore won't sell a book, maybe because it talks about science in a way that doesn't fit with the owner's religious beliefs. Sometimes a library director decides not to put a book on the shelves, maybe for fear some parent will complain that it has words or thoughts that they don't want children to see.
But what's wrong with banning books?
Most librarians and many people feel that every time a book is banned, something terribly important is lost and the world becomes a much poorer place.
Banning books makes it harder for people to access a wide variety of unique thoughts and beliefs, and it makes it more difficult for teachers to teach you how to think for yourself.
We've got a lot more about banned books all through the show with Julia and Sophie. Stick with us. This is the Children's Hour, and this is the Bazillions.
The world is big and the world is small, but there's lots of room for the short and tall.
Oh, the world is big and the world is small, but there's lots of room for the short and tall.
Oh, the world is far and the world is wide, but there's many different ways to see the other side.
Oh, the world is far and the world is wide, but there's many different ways to see the other side.
You can
travel on a boat.
You can travel on a boat.
You can travel on a plane.
You can travel on a plane.
You can travel in a dance.
You can travel in a dance.
You can travel in a game.
You can travel in a game.
You can travel on a bus.
You can travel on a bus.
You can travel on a train.
You can travel on a train.
You can travel in a song.
You can travel in a song.
You can travel in a name.
You can travel in a name.
Short and tall.
Oh, the world is far and the world is wide, but there's many different ways to see the other side.
Pete Seeger, right here on the Children's Hour. We're doing a show today about banned books. This show was co-written by our interns, Julia and Sophie.
Wow, banning books seems very problematic, but what about the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution? It gives us the right to freedom of speech and the right to read anything.
Although the First Amendment gives us the right to freedom of speech, it has some limits. Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes once said, quote, "Nobody has the right to stand up in a crowded theater and shout, 'Fire!'" But he went on to say that free speech should only be limited if there was a, quote, "clear and present danger," unquote. Other judges have felt that certain words on paper were so clearly dangerous that they should be outlawed. But almost all librarians, teachers, principals, parents, and students support the First Amendment just about all the way.
In fact, U.S. Supreme Court Justice William Brennan said, "If there is a bedrock principle underlying the First Amendment, it is that the government may not prohibit the expression of an idea simply because society finds the idea itself offensive or disagreeable."
So that means we have the right to read about anything, even if it disagrees with the government or the way most people believe?
Yep, and the more widely read, the more different kinds of ideas we've learned about, the more we are able to make up our own minds about what we believe. That makes us better citizens, because good citizens know how to look at all sides of an issue and decide what they really believe is right.
There's a hoot owl living in my shoe, and I don't know what to do. So I'll keep reading, I'll keep reading, I'll keep reading my books. There's a princess learning how to fly, and I can't imagine why. So I'll keep reading, I'll keep reading, I'll keep reading my books. Each word is made from letters. If you put them all together, they tell a story I can read. The people who wrote these books give me another look at all the different possibilities. There's a chicken riding a giraffe, and I don't know if I should laugh. So I'll keep reading, I'll keep reading, I'll keep reading my books. There's a cow that's circling the moon, and I don't know if she'll be back soon. So I'll keep reading, I'll keep reading, I'll keep reading my books. Each word is made from letters. If you put them all together, they tell a story I can read. The people who wrote these books give me another look at all the different possibilities. There are so many stories to read, and each one can plant a seed. So I'll keep reading, I'll keep reading, I'll keep reading my books. There are lots of plots in my head, but now it's time for bed. Tomorrow I'll keep reading, I'll keep reading. maybe I'll start writing a book.
I'll Keep Reading My Books is the Folk Club Kids, right here on the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone. We're thinking about reading books, and we're thinking about banned books. Those are books that someone decided someone else shouldn't read. It's a concept called censorship. And right now, the effort to ban books is alive and well throughout the United States, even though in the long run, it's a completely ineffective thing to do. People can still find books online, and there's even a site called Books Unbanned. In the short run, it can be very effective. Consider a classroom where suddenly all books about a certain topic are banned. If a student is interested in that topic, maybe it's something like evolution, they can't find any information about it in their own school library because that topic has been censored. You can learn a lot more about censorship and the First Amendment, as well as banning books, at childrenshour.org. We've got a learning guide posted with this episode. Julia and Sophie, our interns, still have a lot more to share with us about banning books, and we have a book review from one of the kids in our crew. There's a lot more coming up. Stick with us. This is the Children's Hour, and this is They Might Be Giants from a release called Why.
Animals can smell your dreams, or so I have read. That explains the constant sniffing. Stripes, you can determine their age, or so says the sage that authored this page, who owns a self-consuming timepiece called a chronophage. Everything you hear is a fact, and the opposite is also correct. If you swallowed up the planet, you would be a wiser man. It would be inside your head.
Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
The Children's Hour is a production of the Children's Hour Incorporated. We're a New Mexico-based nonprofit organization, and we're funded by listeners just like you. Learn more at childrenshour.org. The New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs supports the Children's Hour. Celebrate the diverse cultures of New Mexico at nmculture.org. One Community Auto supports the Children's Hour. Donate your unwanted vehicle and help make Kids Public Radio. More information at onecommunityauto.com/thechildrenshour.
I like all of the podcasts because they help me learn a lot. I'm Brooklyn Elder.
from Albuquerque.
Find hundreds of educational podcasts at childrenshour.org or anywhere you listen to podcasts. Look for The Children's Hour.